It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're back together again, and I'm glad. I brought a couple masks to show you today. This is a mask of a ruby-throated hummingbird. Isn't it beautiful? Made of feathers. I'll try it on. Hello. I'm pretending to be a hummingbird. You could, too, if you want to. Just flap your wings. I want you to see who's under here. See who's under the mask? Okay, now this other one is a porpoise. Of a porpoise. See who's inside the porpoise mask? Can you see Mr. Rogers in there? These are beautifully made, these masks. But you know, each person who puts on a mask is still the same person underneath. I'm still Mr. Rogers. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. Clemens. Francois, how are you?
Hi, fine, Fred. How
Come
are you?
In.
Just came by for a visit.
Oh, good. I was just showing my friends some masks. Would you try that porpoise mask on?
Sure. Hello.
You look great. You see, that's Mr. Clemens underneath.
It's just like all the parts that I sing on stage, the different parts.
Would you sing something for us?
Sure. Why don't I sing the song that I was singing to myself as I was coming over here?
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Swellest mansion up on Upper Fifth Avenue, and through Harlem we'll go strutting, we'll go a strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress you in silks and satins in the latest Paris styles, and the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, hey, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along, come along. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. That's where we belong, sister. That's where we belong. Come on, Bez.
Beautiful. What a treat.
I'm glad you like it. By the way, speaking of treats, do you know the special treats that are going on at Brockett's Bakery today?
No, what are they?
Why don't you just go over and see?
Would you like to go over to Brockett's Bakery for a little while? I think I'd like to. Want to come along?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm expecting a boy student at my place in just a few minutes.
Oh, I see.
Why don't I go just that far with you?
All right. That's leaving soon for New York. Oh, I love that.
Come with me. So long now. This
Bye,
is my
Grant.
Place. Bye-bye.
Would you come this way, please? Excuse me, Chef Brockett.
Okay, I'll say.
Hi, Chef Brockett.
How you doing, Fred?
Good, thank you. You have lots of nice things here.
Big banana day at Brockett's Bakery. Well, we have all different kinds of things with bananas. Well, you can have bananas like this.
Sure.
This is a banana crumb cake.
That looks good.
Doesn't it look good?
It's bananas sliced all around.
Right. This is a banana cream pie.
With a B in the middle.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't it smell good? It
smells very good.
Right. This is banana bread, and it's trimmed with fresh bananas.
You mean this is a bread?
Yeah, it's a bread. And then this is the way a lot of people like deep bananas. Of course, you have to peel them first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have two more things with bananas.
Where are they?
In the back. One's to eat, one's to drink. And I'd like to show them to you and your TV neighbor.
Good. Let's go back.
Okay.
Back to the kitchen. Oh, there's Jose.
Hola, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, Jose.
Pie de crema de plátano.
Pie de crema de plátano.
That's right. Banana cream pie, and they're going great today. Okay, now. I told you we'd have something to eat and drink with bananas. First, we'll make the drink. You take a cup of pineapple juice.
Well, it must be some kind of a fruit drink,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
1 cup of pineapple juice. Smell that. You know what that is.
Orange juice.
Right.
And 1 cup of orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Put the top on it for me, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you break a banana into 4 pieces before you put it in the blender.
Why do you do that?
Well, then, you know, it mixes around easier and you don't have to turn the blender up so high.
I see.
So fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. You put the top on and you put the blender on low. Want to hand me those glasses?
Mm-hmm.
See how I put the banana peel in the wastebasket? That's best to keep doing that while you're getting things ready. Keep everything nice and clean.
You have everything set out so well anyway. Well, you mean that's all? You just mix up the...
That's all.
Pineapple juice, the orange juice?
Orange juice and banana.
Just break up the banana in lots of different parts.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Okay.
Are these your ideas? I mean, do you think up these things?
I have different ones. I even have another version where you can put in some cranberry juice. It gets kind of pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one where you can put little pieces of cereal, little tiny pieces of cereal in, like granola.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it nice and thick. It's good to have in the morning. There are lots of different versions you can do.
It certainly must be good for you.
Well, it is. It's all good fruit, fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes good. Now, I want to move this away so I can show you how to do a banana boat.
Banana boat?
A banana boat. This is really easy to do. First, you spread a piece of bread with peanut butter.
That's just like making a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, something like that, you know, and you can put it on whatever way you like. Some people like it very thin. Other people like it to be a little thicker. Some people like to cut it up into fours. But this one, this banana boat, you just leave the piece of bread like this, and you spread it. And then you take a small banana.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see why it's best to have a small banana, although you could use a bigger one if you had to. You take a small banana. We're just going to take half of it. Place the banana in.
You just lay it right there on the top.
Right there in the middle. Then you pull the bread up around the side. Okay? And
it's your boat.
That's a banana boat.
What about some sail or some oars?
Well, you could make a sail or some oars. It could just pretend it's a banana boat this way, but here's a good idea I thought of for oars.
Pretzel sticks.
That's right. See?
Pretend that somebody's sitting right in here and right here, and they're both rowing away.
Rowing away.
Could I make one?
Sure.
Piece of bread.
Piece of bread. Some peanut butter.
Okay, now where's that other half of banana that you...
Here's the other half of the banana. I'm going to throw the skin away. Peel. There.
Thank you. And you just put it down like this.
That's it.
Then curl it around. And that's the boat.
There's the boat.
May I have some oars, please?
Yes, you may.
When will you poke through, oar? One more. There you go.
There you go.
There you are. Fine. Okay, banana boat on the sea. Thank you very much. That's a very good idea. You know, that's something that you could make without cooking and without cutting.
And it's all good food.
Sure is.
It's all good food.
You have the best ideas, Chef Brockett. Thanks very much.
Okay.
See you later.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Banana boat.
That's a very good idea, isn't it, Mr.
Sure
Rogers?
Is. Have a good day.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Adios. Wasn't that fun? Seeing all those things you can make with bananas? Sometimes I don't want anything made of my banana. I just like to take off the skin and eat it just the way it is. Do you like bananas? I'll put this in the refrigerator. Here's some food for you, fish. Fish come right up and eat it from the top. It's getting closer to the time for the opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. I think maybe we should have some pretend about that now, okay? Okay, trolley. Let's pretend that Reardon and Lady Aberlin are working on some costumes for the people to wear in the opera. Maybe a costume of a porpoise and a costume of a hummingbird. Mm-hmm. All right, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Why, that sweater that you made would be just perfect as my costume for the opera.
Good. And this costume's for Francois Clemens.
Oh, that is a great porpoise. This costume must be for Lady Elaine. Hmm?
Exactly. Hildegard, hummingbird.
And Miss Polificat said she'd make her costume. But how in the world are we going to make an opera out of a porpoise, a hummingbird, some bubbles?
A TV newsman and a sweater maker. I know what you mean.
And Chef Brockett just called. He'd like to be the captain of a banana boat.
Banana boat?
Yeah. I wonder, maybe it'd be all right if it were just a boat that sold bananas.
Well, that would help. Mm. And maybe the porpoise could live beside the boat.
In a bubble bath?
Ah, yes. And the hummingbird could come from a faraway land. Oh.
Niece Eberlin and Reardon, I presume?
Correct, as usual, King Uncle Friday.
I trust that the opera will be ready in 2 days' time.
We are working on it, Your Majesty.
You will have bubbles.
Oh, yes, and a porpoise and a hummingbird and sweaters.
And a boat that sells bananas.
Oh, well, it sounds as if you have many things already. Oh.
Yes, but we need to know how to put them all together.
You'll find a way.
Well, we usually do seem to manage, don't we?
Yes. Carry on, royal artists. Oh, yes. Carry on.
Carry on. We'll carry on. Yes. I told Harriet Cow that I would go to someplace else, to the school there, and sing some opera songs for them. Would you like to come with me?
Oh, I like that. Maybe we'll get some more ideas as we remember the other operas we've done together.
Well, let's go.
Children, I like the way you draw the things you're thinking about. And I really like the way you make stories up about your drawings. And you know, that's a good way to start to learn to read, by making up stories.
Sometimes I like to make up stories about people.
Most animals like to do that, dear. And people like to make up stories about animals, too.
I wonder why.
Well, yes,
Hi, everyone.
Lady
Evelyn. And now, boys and girls, we're going to hear from our experts about opera.
Oh, good.
Well, when I was a little boy, I used to like to always sing stories. I'd make them up and then I'd sing them. And I'm sure that was the beginning of my love for opera.
It was the same way with me. I used to go around my apartment just singing exactly how I felt. I'd sing, "I'm happy today," or "I'm sad 'cause my friend went away." Things like that.
Yes, and now that we're grown up, why, we get to make operas for people in lots of different neighborhoods.
Some of my favorites are the ones we've sung in this neighborhood.
Oh, mine too. Why don't we just tell you about some of them, and you try to remember them along with us.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Well, let me see. Yeah. One of them was about when Betty was crying because her brother had gone away.
And you were Swan, and you comforted me.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you calling.
Oh, you startled me.
I heard you crying, and I thought that I might help.
It's my brother. The witch took him.
To her taffy factory?
That's what she said.
I will help you. The swans and the beavers will help you.
What a gracious swan you are.
You're like a swan yourself, young lady. You're like a beautiful swan yourself.
That's the nicest thing a swan has ever said to me. That I was like a swan. Remember the one when you were the organ grinder and you thought you were a failure, and I was the zookeeper and I was singing about taking care of the animals?
I take care of the animals.
Animals, you take care of the wild and the tame of the animals.
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 Animals,
I take care of the wild and the tame of the animals.
Oh, yes. And do you remember the one in which I played Farmer Reardon and you were Priscilla Cow, who wanted to be a potato bug?
What can we do about Priscilla? Priscilla? What can we do about that dear little cow? Priscilla!
I'm over here.
What a nice cow you are, Priscilla. What a nice cow you are, a dear little girl cow.
Please, farmer, please. I'm trying to be something else, can't you see?
A potato bug?
Do I look like one already?
Of course not. You'll always be a cow, Priscilla.
But I don't want to be a cow. I want to be groovy.
Well, have you never heard of a groovy cow? A boof Suvi cow, a Suvi cow. Is there no such thing as a Suvi cow? Have you never heard of such?
No, there's no such thing as a groovy cow. A booby cow, a Suvi cow. And I've never heard of a movie cow. No, I've never heard of such.
And now we're planning an opera about a hummingbird, a porpoise, bubbles, sweaters.
Daniel had an idea yesterday about making a sweater for a rocking chair.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. A chair sweater.
Thank you, Weirden. I like to think up things like that.
And if a rocking chair could have a sweater, maybe Bubbles could have sweaters, too.
Bubbles, sweaters. Oh, you all have such good ideas. I'm going to write all this down.
And people could care about Bubbles more than anything.
Yeah, they could care about Bubbles even more than they care about people.
But the hummingbird could like people best.
Very good.
Yes, it would be like a whole bubble land.
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, it's all beginning to make sense. Mm-hmm. Would you all think about it just a little more? And if you have any ideas, let us know.
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes, because we have to think of what the porpoise can do.
Oh, that's right. As a matter of fact, Mr. Clemens is probably at the castle waiting for us right now.
Oh. We'd better get back.
Yes, we better.
Well, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks for these good ideas.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I really like it when we have special guests. They were here just a little while ago, Mr. Clemens.
Well, this is the porpoise costume. They probably want me to try it on.
Oh, I'd like to see you play the part of a porpoise. They are such lovely creatures.
They sure are. The porpoise is at home right here in Bobbleland. The weather's always beautiful and clear. The sun shines just enough. The tests are not too tough. The stars and cloud add nothing to our fears. So there's never any trouble here in Bobbleland.
Wonderful. Please come inside and we'll tell Friday all about it. He'll be so pleased.
Okay.
Bring that porpoise costume with you. Right. Just come this way.
Wait a minute, Trolley. Where's the porpoise costume? Oh, where is he now? Oh, inside.
Oh, good. Let's go in, too.
So many different ideas in the world. What kind of an opera would you make up if you were making one? Would it have a porpoise and a bird and bubbles? What else might yours have? Do you like to wear costumes sometimes? And pretend to be different things? A different person or a different animal? Something different from what you really are. These are very fancy masks, you know, as parts of very fancy costumes. But you know, a costume can be as simple as a folded handkerchief. Come to the kitchen with me and I'll show you what I mean. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Yeah. Now, I'd like to show you how to fold this handkerchief so it could look like bunny ears. Just bring this part right over to the middle. And this part over to the middle. And then fold it like this. And then you find the ends like this, the corners. Those two corners and those two corners, and you just pull them, and there are your bunny ears. You see, you can create your own costumes, your own stories, and yours would be different from everybody else's. Just like everybody's operas are different from other people's operas. Sure. Everybody who writes something, everybody who thinks up something, is going to have something different. We'll think more about that next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that we're friends. I was just thinking about a land in which people like bubbles best. Just thinking some more about that. There is something that that land would never want. Do you know what that would be?
What would that be?
I think it would have to do with the air.
With the air?
We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.